Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live, and as always, you can take control. Airwaves, you can bring up whatever you want to talk about here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. And with you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
And Aria.
Lots of stuff in the news to talk about. International headlines of interest, including what's happening in Cuba, where thousands of Cubans are taking to the streets to demand, well, more freedom. Whereas in
Did you happen to see that the New York Times, I think it was, said something like, you know, freedom is an anti-government cry?
Yes, that was what turned me onto this story, was what the New York Times said about it, and they're not wrong.
They're not, but it's shocking to hear them, you know, openly admit that freedom and government are antonyms.
Yes. I don't think that was their intention. I think that...
Freudian slip?
Yeah, I think so. But yeah, that's true. You can't have freedom wherever there is people calling themselves or there are people calling themselves the state or the government.
Right. They exist to take freedoms away from people.
Correct.
That's what they do by default.
That's the definition of to govern or governance or whatever. It's to control. You know, you put a governor on a car, it doesn't go above 55 miles an hour or whatever is the amount of time settled. So, or the amount of mileage speed settled. So if you want to comment here, you are welcome to do so. But that's what this is about, is what's happening in Cuba, where over the last couple of decades, things have been very interesting, you know, at least from the outside. I imagine they're terrible when you're actually living there. But our co-host, Mark Edge, actually went down to visit Cuba. I think it was last year or maybe the year before that at this point.
Yeah, I'm a little sad. He has a friend who was supposed to call the show yesterday who never did.
From Cuba?
Yeah.
Like, in Cuba?
As I understand it.
Oh, wow. That'd be great.
Yeah, that would be fantastic.
Well, I would like to suggest to that person to use the SIP option, because then they won't have to pay long-distance charges to call the United States, because SIP is a free option. You can go to freetalklive.com and scroll down the page. You'll see some instructions on how to do that. Of course, we have our normal phone number for people that are in the U.S. and Canada. It won't cost you much. 603-283-6160. I think most people have free long-distance these days, so it probably doesn't cost you a dime if you're within the U.S. But in Cuba, there's, you know, of course, Fidel Castro, he's dead.
And his brother took charge, right? And
yeah.
Started implementing some minor reforms, but nothing major.
Yeah, that's right. And, it was... In Cuba, they have had virtually no freedom whatsoever to decide things like what you do for a living and whether you can own property and some of the basic stuff that, you know, we take for granted. And yes, I know we don't really own property in the United States because of property taxes, but...
But you do get to decide what you do for a living at the very least.
Yeah, and to some extent, you can still kind of decide what to do with your property depending on where you live, right? Like if there's no zoning regulations where you are, then you can kind of build whatever you want. They're still going to tax you on it, so it's not sure. Really your property, but you still get some decisions. And they didn't have very many decisions there in Cuba, so once Raul Castro took over for Fidel as he was, you know, ailing on his way to the deathbed, then they started to make some minor market-oriented changes, and there have been a couple more of those tweaks over the years, some series of them. But it hasn't been enough, obviously, because, well, they don't have freedom there. They don't have any semblance of it. And according to the Miami Herald, and you always want to go to the Miami area to get good reporting on Cuba, because there's a lot of, you know, Cuban expatriates there, people who have escaped from the island, and they now live in Miami. In an unprecedented display of anger and frustration, thousands of people took to the streets Sunday in cities and towns across Cuba, including Havana, to call for the end of the decades-old dictatorship and demand food and vaccines, as shortages of basic necessities have reached crisis proportions and COVID-19 cases have soared. from the Malecón, Habana's famous seawall near the old city, to small towns in Artemisa province and Palma Soriano, the second largest city in Santiago de Cuba province. Videos live streamed on Facebook showed thousands of people walking and riding bikes and motorcycles along streets while chanting freedom and down with communism.
Oh, that's a positive development. Well, look what communism has done to them. They now have no food, and
right.
They're one of the few countries in the world that evidently want more vaccines.
But wasn't this the revolution? Wasn't this the people's revolution?
Well, that's how they painted it, right? But all of these revolutionaries, they always do this, and that's why I don't really trust libertarian politicians.
No, you shouldn't.
They always want to get in charge so that they can free you, so that they can create the paradise that you want. But then they get in power, and suddenly that old image that they were portraying is no longer relevant. I mean, we saw it with the Bolsheviks and in Russia. We saw it with Nazi Germany. And
well, I don't think the Bolsheviks were pretending to be libertarians or anything like that. But
no, but
when people get into power, their tune changes. That much is true.
Yes, and that's what I was getting at, not making any sort of comparisons to libertarians becoming Nazis or anything like that. But
we have seen actual libertarians or people who purported to be maybe even voluntarists or quote-unquote anarchists getting elected here in New Hampshire and then completely turning against libertarianism.
Yes, so wasn't there happened. A person who helped found the Free State Project who did exactly that? There was a woman. I don't recall her name.
Well, there was a woman named Amanda Bolden who, she wasn't a founder of the Free State Project, but she was an early mover. She was a founder of Shire Sharing, which was a charity that I think might still exist, but she's not involved with it anymore. But they did Thanksgiving dinners for poor people. They would give them all of the ingredients, a turkey and whatever other things that you would have in a Thanksgiving dinner. They would give a basket of that stuff all to hundreds of purportedly needy families. Turns out many of them were actually on welfare and doing very well for themselves. But nonetheless, that wasn't her fault or whatever. It's just they got the names from somewhere and they went out and they gave people some free food.
Still a good deed.
Yeah, and we had her on the show to talk about that and how she was an anarchist and this was a voluntarist charity that she had created and so on and so forth. And then when she became a elected Democrat, she ran as a Democrat to get elected in her little area of Manchester where she lived.
I consider that because it would be more successful than running as a Republican, right?
In a place like Keene, you might have more success. So it just depends. You got to know your territory. And in her case, she, I don't know what her personal story is as to why she did this. Some suggest it's because she started to date a Democrat and then ultimately marry a Democrat and that she had become an anarchist because of her boyfriend at the time when she was an anarchist and that she then became a hardcore Democrat when she was then getting married to a Democrat.
One of those people who just reflects whatever they're surrounded by.
Yeah.
It's unfortunate.
Yeah, it was really sad, too.
Is this the same person who now hates libertarians and decries them all as pedophiles or whatever?
Something like that, yeah. She's turned completely against the very people who, helped get her elected and helped, her charity become a tremendous success and bought her and her daughter's ice cream at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. They sold ice cream, homemade ice cream, for years. And she's turned against all those people, which is really sad.
That is sad, because those people were her friends, right?
Purportedly were.
Yeah. And it's always sad to see people turn on their friends.
But the friends, at that point, didn't have any political benefit to her, and now she'd become a political animal.
Mm.
And so she needs to curry favor with the Democrats, because she has to work with them, and now she wants to be, friendly with them. So she's completely turned. And so I just gave that as an example of, and it doesn't, I don't feel good about that. I think it's terrible. I liked Amanda Bolden, and, I never did anything to her personally. I always had her on the show. We always talked about the cool stuff that she was doing, and I was a supporter, and I think that even as a Democrat rep, she's still probably one of the better Democrats. She did help. She did, I think, sponsor some of the legislation that, for instance, helped legalize the what's that stuff that you give to the dopers when they're
Narcan.
Narcan. Yeah, she was one on the forefront of the Narcan bill. She also helped, I think, with a bill that either eliminated or lessened penalties. I think it eliminated penalties for anyone that, reports somebody who's got an overdose. So she's still doing good work on the war on drugs. But she didn't have to turn against her previous friends. I think that was, the worst part of it.
Definitely. And, I mean, there are some libertarians who get into office and who still, you know, carry on libertarian principles. We know a lot of them.
Yes.
Who are now in, like, the State House of Representatives or...
There's, like, 20-plus of them there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's powerful to see. But yeah. I still don't trust them.
I'm with you on that. And I think that, you know, how many of them have been corrupted to the point of Amanda Bolden? Hopefully not near as many, but I don't spend a whole lot of time with those folks, so I can't really say, oh, well, he or she has changed in this way. But regardless, I'd rather have them there than somebody else. 603-283-6160. You can join us here. This is Free Talk.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils. But what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk. Talk Live. The number is 603-283-6160. If you want to join us here, we're talking about thousands of people in the streets of Cuba protesting against communism, they say. And we'll tell you more about what's going on there. Plus, the people aren't just in the streets in Cuba. Also, South Africa has riots happening. These aren't just peaceful protests in South Africa. They are, you know, actually breaking into businesses and hauling away loot. And people are getting killed. So it's pretty ugly there.
Oh, so it's basically what happened in January 6th in the Capitol, right?
We're going to get into that. Plus, of course, your calls and thoughts as well. 603-283-6160 with you tonight. It's Ian.
And Aria.
And also, Bitcoin.com is a great place to go to learn about cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash. You want to get started learning the basics? Go click Get Started at the top of the page at Bitcoin.com. You can watch a video or more than one if you got time, but I'd recommend at least the first one. It's like 3 minutes long, and then you'll have the basics down about what is cryptocurrency, what makes it special, what makes it different from this old money system that we've all been used to for generations here. Why should you care about it? Go to Bitcoin.com and click Get Started to learn more. Also, if you're not new to cryptocurrency, you can go to news.bitcoin.com, get the latest news headlines there as well. As we continue here, the thousands in the streets, not just in Havana, but in cities and towns across Cuba, according to the Miami Herald, chanting freedom and down with communism and patria y vida, which means homeland and life, which has become a battle cry among activists after a viral music video turned the revolutionary slogan Homeland or Death on its head. "We are not afraid," chanted Samantha Regalado while she recorded hundreds of people walking along a narrow street in Palma Soriano. And the photos are, I mean, these are huge crowds of people.
Well, there's no reason to be afraid, right? They're already starving.
Right. So the government, nothing to lose.
Yes, the government has nothing to hold on except a faster death, maybe.
This is why we see protests in places like Cuba where people are not, you know, well-fed and they're not happy from all the bread and circuses that they've surrounded themselves with, all the entertainment options, of course, that we have because we're well-fed and we have leisure time because, you know, we're a productive economy and relatively free in comparison. Now, I mean, we can talk all night about the ways we're not free in the United States, but it pales in comparison to the lack of freedom that the people have in Cuba.
Yeah, the U.S. government definitely has a leash on us economically. It's just a longer leash than what they're allowed in Cuba.
During the day, protests erupted in several cities, including the island's biggest, but also in smaller towns. According to the Herald, they say images circulating on social media of angry crowds overturning police cars are unseen in a country where the communist government has kept a tight grip on the population for more than six decades. But one of the things that has changed in Cuba over the last two decades is the internet has sort of arrived. And especially so over the last, that's why you have somebody with a Facebook, streaming live going in the streets of Cuba. I remember when, what was his name? The guy from Photography is Not a Crime, Carlos, the founder of Photography is Not a Crime, he went down there like 5 years ago, and the internet was spotty at the four-star hotel he was at. Like, it wasn't even reliable at one of the better hotels.
And I imagine it was fairly restricted as well. He probably couldn't just, you know, go online and check on Facebook.
That's a good question. I don't recall the details about that, but obviously it's gotten better over time because that is one of the areas where the government has loosened up over the last two decades. And so to the benefit of the people, right, because technology is a double-edged sword. It does, while it allows for government gangs to snoop on us and do, you know, information gathering of other evil sorts.
Right.
It also allows us to share information in an instantaneous manner that previously, you had to do very slow methods like picking up a phone and calling people. Now you can just shoot out a, you know, cell 411 alert or whatever. Last time the Cubans took to the streets to protest against the communist government was in 1994, and Fidel Castro was still alive. But the uprising, known then as the Malecónazo, only took place in Havana and didn't last long, as the former Cuban leader quickly turned the demonstrations into a massive exodus after he opened Cuba's maritime borders. Thousands of Cubans left the island in makeshift boats and rickety rafts in what became as became known as the Balsero Crisis. And, of course, they went to Miami.
So he basically said, I'm not changing anything, but you can leave?
As I understand it.
Okay.
Yeah. And those that were able to make it to Miami without being caught by the Coast Guard would have been, to some extent, granted asylum, I think.
And that's horrific that the U.S. Coast Guard would have caught these people and sent them back to Cuba in the first place.
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure that's what happened back then, but if I'm wrong about that, correct me at 603-283-6160.
Oh, it sounds like the U.S. Coast Guard.
Yeah. Video streamed on Facebook by Antonio Miguel Jovas Halowaski around 1 p.m. in Palma Soriano showed hundreds of protesters calling for freedom and shouting, down with the dictatorship and down with Diaz-Canel, a reference to Cuban leader Miguel Diaz-Canel. I believe this is the new El Presidente that's taken over for Raul Castro, because he's also, I mean, he was old when Fidel was dying, so he had to step away at some point.
Well, the Cuban government kind of screwed themselves here, didn't they? By freeing up parts of the economy and allowing people to see, oh, hey, look, the government stopped being involved, and now our internet is so much better.
Right.
Now they know, hey, if we get the government out of all of these other things, they will also be better.
Wow, the government actually let me decide what crops to plant, and now I've got a motivation to, you know, actually tend to my land. Hmm, that's pretty cool. So the crowd is seen pushing a police car. Oh, and apparently the protesters also demanded medicine and COVID vaccines and the end of hunger. So here's the thing, like, how much, you know, how many of these people are actually libertarian? Probably not that many. In fact, I did hear there was apparently a Twitter post from somebody on the island saying that they are raiding the homes of the Libertarian Party members in Cuba, or at least some of the. I don't know how many.
I fell out of touch with those guys like 4 or 5 years ago, but no, they were doing great activism, and with the threat of the Cuban government hanging over their heads the entire time.
Yeah, that's a scary place to be for sure. So kudos to them for stepping up like that. The crowd is seen pushing a police car and shouting, quote, the dictator's just arrived, in reference to the police. Later, one protester is heard saying, this is a peaceful demonstration. Well, it was until the cops showed up. Facebook user Carlos Alberto Ceballos Brito pushed a video around the same time, or published a video showing a crowd gathering in Alcazar near Havana and protesting against the government, chanting, down with Diaz-Canel and Patria y Vida. In several moments, the crowd used strong language to refer to Diaz-Canel, whose popularity is sharply falling as life on the island deteriorates. In an impromptu televised address in the afternoon, the man blamed the protests on U.S. efforts to tighten the embargo with the alleged intention to provoke social uprising that would justify a military intervention. Now, the last I'd heard, and mind you, I don't pay the closest of attention to what's going on in Cuba, but last I heard was Barack Obama, in some of the, you know, the few good things that he did, was he actually reduced the embargoes against Cuba, allowed for traveling to Cuba, and I believe allowing for some business to transact in Cuba and with Cuba.
I believe
Cuba.
That's true. So, I don't think the U.S. government has any desire. I mean, they're evil, sure, but I don't think they have any desire to invade Cuba.
Trump, I think, was talking about re-engaging some of that, so maybe he did, and we didn't catch wind of it. So I'm curious to know what's developed in the last 4 years. But regardless, it's typical for communist dictators to blame the United States on all the bad things happening in the communist country. So continue the discussion.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. there are widespread protests in Cuba calling for freedom and an end to the country's communist dictatorship. Florida Republican Representative Maria Salazar is a daughter of Cuban exiles. She tells Fox News the importance of this moment.
This is the moment of truth. This is the beginning of the end. And the United States has a historic role in helping those people who for 62 years they have been living a satanic nightmare.
Local leaders from major cities in the United States are weighing in on how to stop violence in America.
The president is genuinely engaged with local communities trying to understand what's happening on the ground.
San Jose, California Mayor Sam Liccardo calling the meeting at the White House with President Biden very robust. More news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News. Four more victims are being recovered in the rubble, bringing the death toll to 94 in the South Florida condo collapse. The Miami-Dade mayor saying 222 victims are accounted for, with 22 still unaccounted for. The medical examiner's office continuing to work around the clock to identify victims. New details are out regarding the assassination of Haiti's president.
A Florida-based doctor has been arrested in the assassination of Haiti's president. Haitian-born doctor Christian Sanon was arrested Sunday, accused of being a key figure behind last week's assassination of President Jovenel Moise. The head of Haiti's National Police Force said Sanon recruited the group that stormed the president's home and shot he and his wife. He added that Sanon planned to take power following the killing. He is the third person with ties to the U.S. to be arrested in the investigation into the murder. 18 Colombian men and 3 other Haitians have also been arrested. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Thank you, Dan. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. We're talking Cuba. If you have been there and you want to comment, I'd love to hear from you. Maybe you are there and you want to comment, feel free to join the show. The number is 603-283-6160. As the story over at the Miami Herald is pointing out, the last time there were protests like this in Cuba, they were much smaller, only in Havana, and didn't last nearly as long. There are thousands of people in the streets in not just Havana, but small towns, all the other cities in Cuba. This is a major push against the so-called leader there in Cuba, Díaz-Canel, and we will tell you more about that. Also, want to say thank you to Pizza Cake Man, who is a Free Talk Live Silver Amplifier. Pizza Cake Man contributing to the AMP program for $5 a month. He's helping us get on more radio stations around the United States, bring new internet listeners on board. If you like the ideas of freedom being transmitted 7 nights a week on broadcast radio and you want to help us with that mission, please join the AMP program, get some cool perks and some benefits like Pizza Cake Man has done. Head over to amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com. You can sign up with PayPal, credit card, debit card right there at amp.freetalklive.com. So we're back to the story here from the Miami Herald. Detailed piece. They do pretty good reporting on Cuba there. Diaz Canel, the man who is quote unquote in charge of Cuba, that a lot of these crowds are blaming, the crowds demanding freedom, demanding an end to communism, down with the dictatorship, some of the things that are being chanted in the streets there.
Well, that's sort of the problem with the dictatorship, right? If anything goes wrong, it's the dictator's responsibility. It's his problem. He caused it because he's the dictator.
Well, in his case, and in the case of Maduro down in Venezuela, and in the case of Kim Jong-un over in North Korea, these are, of course, three of the most communistic countries on the planet right now. All of them blame the United States for their problems. What's that? The power went out in North Korea? Because it goes out all the time, apparently, according to, you know, people that have been there. The power's out? Well, blame the United States. They're constantly attacking us, and we have to defend ourselves from the United States. You've got a
problem?
This
is how propaganda works. I mean, yeah. We've seen it over and over in fascist regimes and socialist regimes. They need someone to blame an enemy.
Right, because they can't actually admit any wrongdoing themselves. They can't admit that, okay, yeah, this experiment with socialism, it didn't work. And we're sorry, we're going to try something else. In the case of Venezuela...
Wouldn't it be amazing if they did, though?
Well, in the case of Venezuela, they kind of did, but not really. Here's what they did there. In Venezuela, of course, things were going to S for the last several years with tremendous hyperinflation, the
people
boulevard...
People were having to purify sewage water because they had nothing else to drink. It was...
Medicines aren't available. And so what happened was people were using the dollar, which, you know, we're critics of the dollar, obviously, because it's a government money and it's centrally planned and it's inflated. But it's not as inflated as the hyperinflating bolivar. So,
oh, give them time, though.
No doubt. But at least for the last several years, people in Venezuela, they're seeing the dollar as a stable coin by comparison. And they're, you know, grabbing as many as they can. And they were pricing products in both bolivar and dollars without really having permission to do so by the central government there. And what Maduro ended up doing was basically saying without saying, we're not going to arrest you for this anymore, and sort of allowing the dollarization of Venezuela for some amount of time. And I think now it's sort of become officially like a thing there that it's
I don't remember
okay.
The most recent update, but I think that's correct.
Yeah, like it's okay to do this now, is to price things in dollars. You're not going to get arrested for it anymore like you would have in the past. So they've sort of acknowledged that their money sucks and they're letting a less sucky state money in sort of unofficially.
Their money sucks so bad that their money printer won't even accept their money as payment for the printing services.
Correct. Yeah, you still can't actually, as I understand the last I heard, you can't take the dollar into your bank. So
I think it was that you can, but it's highly regulated now.
You'd have to exchange it. What I mean is you can't put it in your bank account. There's no way that you can actually bank the dollar. You can use it, but you can't bank it. So it's not fully anointed by the government there like it is in, say, El Salvador, where the dollar is actually legal tender. And now Bitcoin is as well, which is our topic from last week.
Yeah, but it requires the Lightning Network, and it's a mess.
So
it's a really bad implementation there.
Yeah, it is. Back to Cuba, though. So they always blame the United States. And to be fair, the U.S. does deserve some blame for doing things like putting an embargo on Cuba. There's no doubt that that does have an effect, but it's not the effect that they blame the United States on. You know, it's not the economy destruction sort of effect. It's just it hurts them because they can't have free trade with us.
And that's one of the reasons the Internet is so important there in Cuba, is that now these people know that the United States government did not impose any new embargoes that caused this. It was just their government being incompetent.
Visibly upset and raising his voice, the Cuban leader, Diaz Canel, warned that protesters would face a strong response and called, quote, all revolutionaries, unquote, to confront them on the streets, quote, with firmness and courage. So
I think the revolutionaries are out there in the streets demanding freedom, dude, but...
Yeah,
wasn't the Cuban Revolution in like the 50s or something?
Yeah, but it's still going on, according to the government.
Oh, that's right, yes.
The revolution never ends. See, it's always for the people.
That way they don't have to actually... Why bother?
Why bother saying it's continuing?
Yeah.
Maybe somebody out there believes it. You know, there's probably some 80-year-old Cuban, you know, who's basically managed
sitting there
to
going, changes and, you know, class struggles are going away. It's any day now.
It's right around the corner. Quote, we are not going to hand over the sovereignty or the independence of the people, he said.
But the people are in the streets.
Right.
They're demanding independence.
See, here's the fun. Right. And so, yeah, there's thousands of people in the streets. If there were revolutionaries left, then wouldn't they already be out there and doing their revolutionary duty? Why would they have to be called to the revolutionary duty of opposing these peasants who want their freedom back? Shouldn't the revolutionaries, you know, already be toting whatever guns and clubs they've been issued by the government to go out there and oppose these crowds? Shouldn't they have already put down this uprising?
The problem, though, is that the revolutionaries probably already starved to death.
Or they're, like, 90 years old, because... You know, that's probably how old Fidel Castro would be if he were still alive today. So, he says, there are many revolutionaries in this country who are willing to give our lives our lives. That's a weird thing to say, isn't it? Give our lives.
Well, that's part of their whole collective propaganda, right? Their whole collectivism
right.
nonsense.
Yeah, he didn't say give their lives, even though that's whose lives would be given. He himself is not going to give his life.
No,
at least not on purpose.
He has flunkies to do that
yeah.
for him.
He'll be protected by the so-called revolutionaries, his goons. He says, we are willing to do anything, and we will be in the streets fighting. Cuba, says MiamiHerald.com, is in the throes of its worst economic contraction over three decades, as chronic inefficiencies and paralyzing bureaucracy have gradually eroded the country's production capacity, including the essential food and agriculture sectors. Trump-era sanctions, okay, so maybe there were some changes under Trump, have reduced access to vital economic lifelines like remittances, and foreign investment has plunged. Painful currency reforms this year have sent inflation soaring, and long lines for food have again become commonplace. So let's be clear, currency reforms, that's not the United States' fault. Okay, so no doubt, sanctions are bad. And if Trump cut off remittances to Cuba, shame on him for that. That is not a cool thing to do, because that basically means family members in the United States or friends or whoever wants to send money to a Cuban person would be somehow restricted from doing that. I'm going to look into that.
Use cryptocurrency.
Exactly, and we can talk about how cryptocurrency completely solves that problem. But I am curious to know exactly what they did. Did they prohibit all remittances from the United States? Did they tax remittances? You know, what did they do to make it more difficult officially to send money through the old money channels? We'll look into that coming up here. You can share your thoughts as well on what's going on in Cuba. And, of course, you're welcome to bring up anything that's on your mind as well. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. And how can cryptocurrency help this situation? How is it already helping the folks of Cuba? Because they have internet now down there to some extent, I presume. Assume that there's some awareness already of the benefits of crypto amongst the population. We'll continue. It's Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique
unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
All right, it is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up what you want here. The number is 603-283-6160. We're focusing on Cuba, the protesters in the streets, what has happened over the last several years to, you know, various different government, U.S. government rules and such in regards to Cuba. According to the Miami Herald story, there has been a change during the Trump administration. So after Barack Obama did something good, you know, it was toward the end of his administration. He did a couple good things. He let some people out of prison, and he relaxed the restrictions on U.S. people, like, visiting and doing business with Cubans.
Didn't close Guantanamo Bay, though.
No, sadly, not. It wasn't. There wasn't a whole lot of good that you could say about Obama, but he did a couple good things, and this was one of them. But, unfortunately, during the Trump administration, what happened with the remittances, according to... This is Reuters. This is an article from October 28th of 2020. Trump's administration enacted a rule, so it wasn't passed by Congress. So in theory, Biden should be able to undo this.
In theory, but
he hasn't.
Biden is senile.
Yeah. President Trump's administration last week said it was enacting a rule prohibiting persons subject to U.S. jurisdiction from sending remittances to communist-run Cuba via firms that work with Cuban military-controlled companies. What does that mean? The translation, apparently, is there's a military-owned company in Cuba called Fincimex, because remember, in communist countries, the government's into everything, right? So there's like, there's not a private company really in Cuba, or at least there wasn't for a long time. In the case of financial services, they're less likely to, you know, be handed over to private companies right away, even in some sort of decentralization that might be going on. But in this case, the military owns Fincimex, which is the main Cuban partner of Western Union, which millions of Cubans have used for two decades in the United States to send money back to their loved ones on the Caribbean island. Now, Western Union said at the time they were looking into other options as far as, you know, what could they do besides working with this military company to get money to people in Cuba. From what I can find so far, they have not figured anything out. So as of November, mid-November.
Well, because Cuba's a socialist regime.
Yes.
So there's only one of these companies,
correct,
and it's owned by the government.
Yeah.
So, it's not going to have a competitor that Western Union can use.
Right. So as of November, mid-November of last year, Western Union has closed its ability to send remittances to people in Cuba. And that hurts because it means that the Cuban people who are impoverished by their own government cannot get pumped in money from outside, which is how they had survived for this long. The same way that North Korea survives based on donated food, for instance, and other donated items from other people in other countries around the world. So these communist countries are such failures.
It really shows a weakness, doesn't it? That they cannot, the people of these communist countries cannot exist. They cannot survive without money pumping into them.
Yeah.
They're not self-sustaining.
No, absolutely. But it's unfortunate because these restrictions do allow the government people to blame the United States. And to some extent, it's true, but again, it's not that the U.S. sanctions would kill a productive country. If you were a productive country which had enough freedom to let people make their own decisions about what they do, to make their own decisions about what they want to own, about what they want to, their vocation is, to be able to, move money around, do business internationally with whatever countries would do business with them, if they had those freedoms, losing the United States wouldn't be the end of the world.
No, it probably wouldn't even affect them.
It'd be meaningless because there's, another 180 plus or 190 whatever countries out there with which you would be able to trade. So let's go to Mike. He's on the line in Dover, New Hampshire, listening to WTSN. Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, you made me think of Seth Rich. It's his anniversary, talking about the government blaming other governments.
Who?
Seth Rich.
Who's that?
He died 5 years ago. He was DNC. Employee.
Oh, this was the guy who died in the car explosion in D.C.?
Was he the guy involved with Hillary's emails?
Yeah, it was not a car explosion. He was shot in the back.
Ah, okay.
They said he was robbed. He was, and it goes to NSA. They blamed Russia for hacking the DNC server. A former NSA employee said, if you go by the metadata in the timestamps, there's no way that was hacked by an outside source because outside hacking takes time. And this happened very quickly, like a thumb drive. Remove that information.
Was it the issue that Podesta clicked one of these links to reset his password or something like that?
Yeah, that was tied to it.
And his password turned out to be the word password? So, I mean, it's not
going to... Oh, my God.
Your average amateur hacker could have done that in the span of minutes. But timestamps on computers can also be changed easily.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I wonder, we never hear about these IP addresses, so we never get to see exactly where these hacks are made from.
Well, anyone not utilizing a VPN while they're hacking is going to end up in prison.
Yeah, but my point is, proof. Show me the proof that Russia hacks these companies. Show me the actual physical evidence.
Yeah, they don't have it. I mean, because ultimately what they could show you, if they were going to show something, it'd be like, oh, look, here's an IP address from Russia that has hacked our server. Well, anybody can, they can fake that easily. Somebody could be on a VPN and hacking your server through a Russian VPN.
This NSA, I don't trust our intelligence agency.
No, of course not.
They could very well be hacking our own companies here.
Yeah, why wouldn't they?
Right, exactly.
Well, there's very good reason to believe they are. If you listen to Kaspersky Labs,
that's a security firm, right?
Yes, they do IT security, and they have identified this group that they call the Equation Group that is almost certainly the NSA. Now, they can't point the finger and say, yeah, this is the NSA, but it's very clearly a state-backed agency in alliance with the United States government. It's either the Israeli government or the United States government, and chances are it's the NSA.
Then I wondered if you fellas saw the pictures going around Twitter between Fidel Castro and Justin Trudeau.
Oh, the theory that Trudeau, which is the Canadian prime minister, is the son of Fidel Castro, like the secret son of Fidel Castro?
Right.
I've heard this theory before, and it's interesting. I don't know if there's any truth to it, but what do you think?
If you look at the pictures compared, the different expressions in different times, when they were young, when they were old, when they, you know, and the different expressions on their face, it's uncanny how similar.
Interesting. Mike, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. The number here is 603-283-6160. Mike had said when he had called in he was interested in the Bitcoin aspect of this, so I do want to expand on that a little bit. So, again, the U.S. government telling Western Union and any other remittance companies that they're not allowed to do business with any military-connected contractors down in Cuba, which basically eliminates remittances from the island from the United States, meaning that families can no longer send money into their family members on the island.
So, Rich, is the question, well, how can you send these people money in a way that is safe and secure where you don't have to use one of these illegal remittance businesses?
Correct, because the businesses aren't just, they're just not going to do it for you.
Right, they're not going to break the law for you to help your Cuban family.
Correct. The answer, of course, as you suggested, Aria, is cryptocurrency.
Yes.
And
you don't have to have Western Union's permission in order to make a cryptocurrency transaction.
Yep, and Western Union will not get a cut of your transaction. It's basically, if you don't use Bitcoin, if you use something like Bitcoin Cash or Dash or one of these other cryptocurrencies, there's basically near to zero fee. Or Monero, that's a great one. There's near to zero fee when you send any one of those methods. So, you know, people that are sending remittances are used to sending 5, 10, 15, maybe even more. I don't know what it costs, because it's probably more to send it to a foreign country. Like, if you're sending a remittance within the United States, can you call it a remittance if it doesn't cross international boundaries? If you're sending a money transfer within the United States over one of these methods, it's a few bucks. And I suspect it's more than a few dollars if you're just sending it to someplace like Cuba, you know, where there's a bunch of bureaucracy that gets in the way.
I don't know the numbers, but it's obviously going to be more expensive.
Yeah. It's going to be a lot more expensive than sending your average cryptocurrency transaction. Now, the challenge is going to be receiving the cryptocurrency and then doing something with it in Cuba. Like, how easy is it to take it to a friend and have them exchange or trade your crypto for whatever Cuban peso is? Which, by the way, there were, as mentioned in the Miami Herald story, monetary reforms that happened recently in Cuba. So,
which caused inflation, which is all the more reason that the Cuban people should be getting into cryptocurrency.
Yeah, exactly. So, ideally, you should just take the crypto and not turn it into whatever Cuban pesos, because they are seriously inflating the currency. It's sounding like, at least down there.
I'm sure that somewhere in Cuba, if you had some cryptocurrency, you could use it to buy bread on the black market.
Yeah, and that is another question, is what's the black market like right now? What's the black market rate of the Cuban peso? Things are changing there, and I want to get into the monetary reforms coming.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking
taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.